Okay, let's quickly review Shabbos Daf Tzadi Dalid. Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Ochlin Kashir, Im Haya Kli Tzarech Lo Chayiv Af Al Kli. Even though we learned in the Mishnah that when a person carries out food in a Kli, he's not Chayiv for carrying the Kli, which is considered tuffle to the food, if he needs the Kli for some other purpose, the Braisa tells us that he is Chayiv both for carrying the food and for carrying the Kli. Shema Mina, Ochel Shnei Zeisei Chayiv Behel Mechad, Chayiv Shtayim, seems to indicate that if a person does two Averos, in our case carrying food and carrying a Kli, in one period of forgetfulness, he's Chayiv separately for each Avera. The Gemara rejects this proof in two ways. First of all, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hacha B'mayaskinon Sheshogag Ala Ochlin V'Hizid Ala Kli. Maybe the Braisa that says that you chayiv twice is speaking where you carried the food B'shogig, but you carried the Kli B'mezid, on purpose. You chayiv separately for each, because they involve two separate punishments. Rav Ashi rejects that approach because the language of the Braisa, Af Ala Kli, suggests that both Averos have the same punishment. So instead Rav Ashi suggests, Kagon Sheshogag Bazeh Bazeh, you were shogig about both Averos, you violated both Averos Shogig at the same time, but you made the discovery that you committed the Averos at different times. And that assumes, like Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Ayin Aleph, that even if two Averos were committed simultaneously, as long as they were discovered at different times, you'd be chayiv separately for them. The Mishnah said if you carry a living person on a bed, you're pater for carrying the person and for carrying the bed, which is tafel to the person. At first, the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah only fits with the opinion of Rabbi Nassin, who holds that you're pater for carrying live animals, since hachai no seis atzmo, living things are assumed to carry themselves. However, the Gemara concludes that even the Rabbanon, who hold your chayiv for carrying live animals, would admit that you're pater for carrying live people, because people tend to support themselves when being carried. Ben Besera, Matir Basus. Even though you aren't permitted to sell animals that do work to Gayim, Ben Besera allows selling a horse, since it doesn't carry something for which a person would be chayiv to bring Karpa Chatos. The Gemara explains that the horse in question typically carries birds, and Ben Besera assumes, like Rabbi Nassin, that a chay no seis atzmo applies even to animals. If the horse carried humans, then of course everyone would agree that you may sell it, because a chay no seis atzmo, it's not considered to be doing any real melacha. Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Rabbi Nassin Bekafus. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even Rabbi Nassin would say that you chayiv for carrying a living creature if it's tied down and therefore unable to support itself. Am Rabbi Chan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Poter Hayu Rabbi Shimon Af Bemotzi Asameis Lekovro. Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah that one is poter for carrying a dead body out of the house because your intention is to clear the house, not to benefit the body, which would take the mace out as a melach shein shrich legufa. Rabbi Shimon would say you're poter even if the body were being taken out to get buried. So one might have thought that a melach is only considered shrich legufa if it is legufo ulegufa, beneficial both for the item being carried and for the person carrying it. But Rava teaches that even if it's just beneficial for the person carrying it, as in the case of carrying a Sefer Torah to read from it, we would consider it Sricha Lagufa, and you would be Chayiv. Ha'ush Shachva Dahava B'Darukra. There was a dead body in the town of Darukra that Rav Nachman permitted them to move to a Carmelis on Shabbos, because everybody agrees that you're allowed to violate Yisurim Drabbanan for the sake of Kavod Abrios, maintaining human dignity, and moving from Rishus Yachid to a Carmelis is only an Yisurim Drabbanan. So it has nothing to do with the debate about Melach Shein Tzricha Lagufa. It is us to remove parts of a tzaras affliction that will make the affliction tahar. For instance, since two white hairs in a nega would make the person tamei, a person is not allowed to remove one out of the two white hairs. If, however, there are three white hairs and the person removes one of them, still leaving two hairs behind, then there's a machlokas. Rav Nachman holds your chayiv because if another hair were to later fall out, it would turn out that removing the first hair made a big difference. And Rav Sheshes holds your potter because at the time that you pulled the hair out, the marah remained tamei. This machlokas is based on how to reconcile a braisa which says you are chayiv for carrying a chatzi zayis min ameis with our Mishnah that holds you are potter for carrying a chatzi zayis min ameis. Rav Sheshes reconciles the braisa in the Mishnah by interpreting the Mishnah which says you are potter to be speaking of a case where you carried a chatzi zayis out of a total of a kazayis and a half, which is currently an inconsequential action because there's still a kazayis remaining, but could become consequential if more of the body is ever removed. Rav Nachman interprets the Mishnah to be speaking about a case where you took a chatzi zayis from a much larger mace, which is entirely inconsequential because it's never going to be left with less than a kazayis in the bayis. Hanotzel see part of Zubazu. The Mishnah lists a variety of activities that the Chachamim hold are only Asur Midrabanan, but Rav Elazar holds are Asur Midaraisa, and that includes removing fingernails with a hand. The Gemara clarifies that if you remove your friend's fingernails with your hands, all agree you're Pater because it's an unusual way to do the Malacha. When it comes to removing cuticles, the Gemara tells us that Pirshu Ruban, if it is mostly detached and it's causing pain, a person can remove it on Shabbos. Removing hair, the Gemara clarifies, that all agree you're chaya for pulling out two hairs. The machlokas in our Mishnah is only if you pull out one hair. If you pull out a white hair from among dark hairs, even the chum will say you're chayiv, and it's also a violation of v'liyubosh gever simlas isha, engaging in feminine activities. Braiding hair, painting eyes, and fixing hair are also discussed in the Mishnah, and in tomorrow's daf we'll discuss the various opinions of which malachos these activities may violate. That's the review of Shabbos Tav Tzadi Dalit.